9. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Folks, we are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. And we are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and GCNLive.com. We had a little record on the show yesterday. I don't know if Paul Hartman is aware, but we did 37 callers yesterday in 3 hours. We probably could have got like two more in, but Jones came in the last 20 minutes, and I had to cut a couple off quickly. But 37 callers. Tonight it looks like it's going to be open lines as well and news blitz. I want to start with this story because it's right there. Oh, we got my producer. Come on in, Rob. We got the first segment. Let's see what we got here. We got a breaking Info Warrior story with Rob Dew. Sit on down.
All right.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I just got off the phone with Amy Allen, actually. She just got the message.
Oh, yeah?
You know, that's how slow sometimes those emails go. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to pick her up, her and her entourage, and we're going to bring him on the show.
All right. So we're going to have
Amy
Allen.
There it is. Just happened.
You should probably call Alex because he might want to come in. And yeah. We probably have to set up some cameras.
Right.
For some tapage as well. It's not just going to be streaming over the internet or Jones will have my hide.
Right. I'll set up and we'll have that taped.
Excellent. So there you go.
The thing looks good.
We've got it rolling since, all I think, right. Week one.
Oh.
But yeah, let's go through some non-funny news, though, mm-hmm. before we go. Yeah, let's get a little serious.
Right.
This one's new. Obama seeks greater rein on financial institutions. Now, we've been doing all these big stories of the IMF saying they're going to print a new global super currency right here. Well, now he's saying he and his economic team have been in discussions with leading congressional players to fast-track legislation. That's the kind of stuff that's like right overnight.
Right. Like, we got to get it signed quick.
Yeah.
If we don't get it signed today, it's going to be a catastrophe.
Meanwhile, it's been in the backdrop forever. You know what I'm saying? It's already been around. All
right.
So fast-track legislation to create another regulatory entity to govern the dissolution of large financial institutions.
Wow.
So they're fast-tracking a new bureaucracy and a new global banking government.
Too big to fail, but not big enough to prop up.
Yes, it's called the so-called Resolution Authority. And Obama said that the new authority would be part of a broader regulatory reform agenda that his administration is preparing to send to Congress. But first, they'll be discussing it at the G20 after he grovels to the Queen.
Right.
So we're going to be taking your calls, by the way, until we get Amy Allen in here. And who knows?
In fact, I got to go get her right now.
All right. So great. So maybe we'll have her on the 30 marker. Thank you so much, my friend. Killer. Yeah. Only at the Info Warrior, folks. We're going to have Amy Allen on. If you don't know who Amy Allen, she's a bit of an MTV rock star. She did the Ron Paul Revolution song. In fact, let's bring that up, Paul. Can we get the Ron Paul Revolution song? We don't need to write this second, but let's bring it up for one of the later segments. Now, on top of Obama saying that they're going to create this new institution, this is at a Reuters. Fed to buy long-term U.S. government debt. That's right. They're going to print another $1 trillion, take more of the taxpayer money, take more from us, give more to them. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday vowed to pump an additional $1 trillion into the U.S. economy. This is an aggressive bid to battle a deep recession, partly by buying government bonds for the first time since the 1960s. So now the Federal Reserve is going to own even more of the infrastructure of this country, as if they didn't own enough by just printing the money out of thin air and leaning money against us that doesn't even exist. I mean, we're constantly paying these people. The Fed said it could go anywhere from $850 billion to $1.45 trillion, but that's not all. This isn't even the only program. They're saying they're going to pump another $200 billion to another $1 trillion into this. It's unbelievable. We'll be back after this. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Bugs illustrate what we already know. Candles cry towards the sky. Raising your flags along polluted coasts. Dreaming of the day that we attack. Attack, attack, a fetal servitude. We attack. Attack, attack, attack with pesticide. We attack. All the years of propaganda. We shall attack. Attack.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Apparently, we're going to have Amy Allen in studio here, so I'm going to have to clean up this mess that is the office, put the word out, get the kids to listen, streaming live over at InfoWars.com as well. We're going to take your calls. I just went over two stories. Obama seeks greater reign on financial institutions. That's out of the Associated Press. And what that means is, yes, we are bringing in a new global banking court system. Sorry. If you didn't like it, too bad, because you know what? It's here. Hi. It is here. Yes, exactly. It's on its way. And meanwhile, while that's going on, the Federal Reserve is going to get more of the infrastructure and tax more of the people because the elites are never going to pay this. And then you look at these other two nice little Reuters articles that I have right here. Complex path for climate bills in Congress. Now, you don't think this is about a carbon tax? You don't think this is about a restructuring of the world economy under these dictators? Look at this, all right? Again, this is fresh today. Congress is expected to tackle climate change this year with bills aimed at curbing greenhouse gas emissions and encouraging cleaner alternative energy and more efficient delivery of electricity. What that means is You're going to have to pay taxes when you can't upgrade, when you're not recycling, when your car has too few miles per gallon. Okay, that's what that's about. And how many? Let me just read off the different agencies that are going to be reviewing legislation right now. The House Energy and Commerce, okay, Senate Environment and Public Works, House Ways and Means and Senate Finance, the House and Senate Budget, and Senate and Energy and Natural Resources. Okay, that's not even the amount of bills. Those are the organizations voting on bills and creating them. Let me read what some of these are. From the House Energy and Commerce, it is expected to establish a system of cap-and-trade carbon emission permits. There it is. We're going to tax you for carbon emissions, for the lamer, as the Dumb and Dumber classic film would tell you. It's right there, which is what President Barack Obama wants to reduce industrial emissions. See, it's all about the industry and carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases that spur climate change. The only thing that was false in there is that... The industry is going to pay any emissions. No, you are. You. Let's see. They say, oh, 2010 might be more realistic. So they're basically playing the game. If we can't get it passed this year, we'll get it passed next year. We'll bring in the infrastructure. Let's see. House Ways and Means and Senate Finance. Watch. Here we go. Remember how I said, I've used the phrase carbon tax about, I would say, you know, a few thousand times on this program alone in its infancy and its third week. Here it is right here. House Ways and Means and Senate Finance. Both of these tax writing committees, it's what they do. They're tax writers. They write the taxes. Will have a say in climate change legislation, as taxes would be central to the cap and trade system that would collect revenues. Oh, and the revenues on what? On who emits carbon dioxide? It's right here. I didn't highlight it for my health, folks. It's real. Okay? I didn't write this article either and put a little Reuters copyright on it. That's not me. Someone else wrote this. Will you please listen to me? They're forming a new monetary system. They're planning on printing a global currency. This is all happening right now. Right now. And the EU plans put climate finance at risk. See, it's not even climate change. They already know they've got you hook, line, and sinker on the climate change. It's now climate finance. And this is all about, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jason out there is like, yeah, well, I guess it is about the climate finance. Yes, that sounds more than reasonable. European Union plans to rewrite the rules of a $6 billion scheme, a scheme indeed, that pays developing nations to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Yeah, because the developing nations are the ones that are quote-unquote polluting the earth and causing the global warming. I mean, I honestly think, like, you know, a half-retarded 8-year-old child could see through this. I really do. I mean, you know, more than the average, like, 20-something-year-old, you know, I was, as I often do, and I know I reflect a little too much on Stern, but they were playing some Man on the Street St. Paddy's Day interviews from last year. And, you know, I love New York City. But some of these guys from New York that were being interviewed were, I mean, let's put it lightly. They were the lowest common denominator. I mean, they really were. They were just like, yo, bro, F this, F that, F your mother. I don't care. They were asking him questions like, ridiculous questions like, would you quit drinking if it meant feeding all the starving children in Africa? Yo, bro, F those kids. I hope they die. Like, oh my God. We're drinking Jaeger bombs over here. Oh. Anyway, this EU plans put climate finance at risk. Here's a nice little tell-all. We should agree by the end of this year on the basic architecture. You know, I wish Alex Jones was wrong when he was telling me this was about a global government and a carbon tax. But then I read articles like this one, you know, global carbon price unlikely for 10 to 15 years. We won't be able to agree on how much we're going to charge anybody for 10 to 15 years. What that really means is we want this in place in 5 to 10 years for everybody to start paying, and then we'll agree on one payment. That's all that means. That means we want it in now. Now. In fact, it says right here, by 2025, we could have one single currency. Orbio carbon analyst, Emmanuel Fage, said at the Point Carbon Emissions Trading Conference. They're having conferences, people. You know what? They're having them in Copenhagen. Apparently, Copenhagen just doesn't exist. That's it. Doesn't exist. Wait, what is this out of? Which news service is this one? This is also Reuters. Fine people over the industry over at Reuters. They spell it out for you. It's about a carbon tax. Get it through your thick noggin. I think the Obama deception is going to wake some people up to that when they realize they want to tax cow flatulence. You know, riding down the highway yesterday, I always love to see it when, you got those like makeshift farms with the barbed wire. You're like, that's never going to hold all that livestock. And sure enough, like a cow on the side of the road. And I grew up in the country, so that's not the first time I've seen a cow on the side of the road. They get dangerous, man. I mean, I was in Cooperstown once, and this thing was like stampeding and running. Let me tell you, you think hitting a deer messes your car up? You try hitting a cow. Ugh. You know what? That's another reason. You know what? Stop the organic farming. No more farmers with cows. There's just too many cow road fatalities. Let Monsanto do it. God. All right. Let's shift gears from global carbon taxes and Obama announcing a new fast legislation to bring in a new bureaucracy. Yeah. Woo. And don't worry, they're going to keep tabs on the bankers, just like the SEC did. Oh, wait, they didn't, did they? That's right, the SEC didn't do anything. I wonder why that is. Wonder if any of those guys were on the take. Weird. All right, they're also jacking up the fear. Random screenings resume at airport gates. I mean, it's still just about as ridiculous as it gets at an airport. I'll tell you an experience I had leaving Colorado. I just bought these closed liquid things, and now they scam you, man. It's like, okay, well, I had a carry-on bag, but that was all I had because I was only gone for a few days. Now, I had these things closed. They were wrapped. They're like, well, actually, you're not allowed to have anything liquid more than 14 ounces, and this is clearly 16. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And meanwhile, it's a Sunday. He's like, well, you can mail it to yourself. Oh, wait, no, it's Sunday. You can't mail it to yourself. I'm like, all right, dude. And he's like, well, you can go all the way back through and you can check your bag, and of course it costs $15 or $25, depending on which airline you are, to check your bag. And then I have to go through security again. So all is said and done, I spent $30 on a product that I never got to use because they jacked it from me. Because I must have been some kind of a terrorist threat with, a 16-ounce closed liquid container. Had it been 14, though, I am no threat at all, and I can go right through. Have a good day, sir. Is anybody waking up to the, this is to train us to be, jackasses and just accept anything? It's like, love your servitude. So random screenings are coming back. There'll be more of that. Excuse me, ma'am. I know you're 85 and with a walker. You may be with Al-Qaeda. Could you just come over to the side and take off the blouse? But we're going to need to do this. Since 9/11, everybody's got to take their shoes off. No shoes. Number one. That's number one. No belts, and that's obvious because of the metal. They took away lighters from some time. Lighters are back in the ball game for some reason. I don't know why they took away in the first place. Then it was no liquids at all. I couldn't bring a water on. You couldn't bring anything. And now it's to the point where you don't even get complimentary sodas on any of these things anymore. It's like $3 or $5 for a glass of Pepsi with delicious high fructose corn syrup and mercury in it. They get you every which way, folks. So, yeah, the Transportation Security Administration said Wednesday it is screening more passengers at airport gates, but not because of a specific threat. Of course not. It's all hype. If a terrorist attack does come in this country on a large scale, we know who did it. It's pretty basic these days. Does anybody trust the government? If you do, piss poor. That's all I can say about that is piss poor. All right, let's see. I'm talking about civilian armies, well, we all know that the Obama administration is redistributing forces into Afghanistan, but how about some civilian forces as well? We'll bring you that story and more. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9-12-80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 9-39-22, 4-69-61 for a half ounce, or 2-34-80 for the quarter ounce. That's 9-39-22, 4-69-61, and 2-34-80.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Amy Allen on the way to be in studio here for all you PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Yeah, we got that video. Let's, you know what? Before we go to calls, and we got callers all over the place, after I quickly go over this story, we're going to play the Amy Allen Ron Paul Revolution video. Basically, they're saying they need a steep increase in civilian experts to combat a growing insurgency in Afghanistan. What it really means is that they're going to deploy several hundred citizens to create a U.S. NATO-type infrastructure in the country while they continue to take it over militarily. It's already been taken over, but they need to expand. And they're going to deploy key senior American diplomats for the job. And then all these other, you know, people, civilians, to help build their infrastructure. They're going to westernize it. This, again, is about building a Eurasian Union. Afghanistan is one of those focal points. That being said, we're going to shift gears. Take your calls after this. It's Amy Allen with Ron Paul Revolution. Should really hit up before we take callers. And there she goes. And hopefully she'll be in. I wonder if she's seen that MIAC document that basically says because she's a Ron Paul supporter, she's now part of the aggressive militia movements of shooting the police in the face. I mean, that's basically what this says. That's what this document's all about. Anyway, this one's out of the Daily Mail Online. Talk about a track and trace society. GPS tracking tags attached to dementia sufferers by NHS Trust. This is out of Britain. GPS tracking devices are fitted to dementia patients in the first trial of its kind in Britain. Oh! Listen how delicious it is for them. A total of 20 patients from the Thames Valley and Somerset areas are taking part in a trial which enables their movements to be monitored on a map via a secure website. It provides patients with more freedom to go out safely. After all, they do have dementia. With the developments of GPS technology, we think people with dementia might have more freedom. It's always about freedom to go out, and they might be safer. Really? So let's just, you know what? Since it's making everybody so free, why don't we fit myself with a nice little GPS tracker right there? That's delicious stuff. All right, we will be back taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you tired? Tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
And to your calls we go. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to have Amy Allen in studio for all you PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. Don't forget to rip this one and throw it up on the YouTube as soon as possible, kiddies. All right, let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, what's popping?
Yeah, what's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Good.
Okay, yeah, just a couple things real quick. First of all, I just want to clear something up real quick. I know Alex talks about how you're actually able to go ahead and, burn his DVDs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a list right here from PrisonPlanet.tv of actually all his films right here. It actually, it's got yours too, Fabled Enemies, and I think there's Loose Change on here as well.
Yep.
First of all, those two movies, are we actually able to burn those? I mean, do we have your permission to do that?
Yeah, you absolutely have my permission to burn those films and hand them out to as many people as possible.
All right, and, you know, stuff like Obama Deception, Battle for the Republic, Endgame, we can burn all those, right?
Yeah, we encourage it, man. I mean, if you've ever seen some of the older street actions or the stuff from, 9/11 this year, I remember we didn't even have Fabled Enemies on disc yet. We released it on PrisonPlanet.tv first. And, I'd been just in such a rush to get all the way across the country from Austin to New York, and then I went to a wedding, and then I had this thing. I had no copies of my film, and a PrisonPlanet.tv member had taken my movie and burned, I think, like 150 Fabled Enemies, and I handed them out in, like, less than 10 minutes. It was on YouTube, and I thank him for that.
All right, sweet. Yeah, the second one is pretty much just like a comment. I just wanted to bring something to you guys' attention. I'm not really sure if you've heard of something like this before.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, there's something called Visions of the Future. It's a show that is available on Google. You can actually type it into Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's actually got three sections. It's called they got one called the Quantum Revolution, the Intelligence Revolution, and the Biotech Revolution.
Okay.
You ever heard of those?
No, I haven't heard of this. Is it like a, are they each like a 90-minute segment, or is it like smaller parts to a bigger whole?
They're about an hour apiece, so if you watch all three of those, it would be about 3 hours or so, something like that.
Okay.
And basically what it shows, like in those short documentary films, mm-hmm. is like really, really complex science, the most sophisticated science that we actually have available, you know, in the public mainstream, you know, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff, you know, it talks about how we're all going to be microchipped in about 20 years, you know, stuff like that. Blah,
probably
blah,
less
blah.
Than that, but yes.
Well, yeah, they actually did say less than that in some of the other stuff. There's a, what do you call it, one of the main scientists that actually does the presentation in those videos. He, in his books and stuff.
It's not Kurzweil, is it?
No, he's in those videos. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to mention any names. He is in those videos, though, all through.
Sure. I mean, I'm very familiar with. Listen, the problem with that is, all right, for instance, I think a lot of that is the real deal. A lot of them talk about living forever and, you know, de-aging and, you know, having infinite intelligence. And really, their goal, the elite's goal, you know, and scientists have talked about it and shared really the same vision, is to become godlike. And I thank you for the call, man. But the thing is that when they get to the point where they say, you know, we're going to be able to choose our forms and travel the galaxies in a little cube of light. I think, you know, I think that's a little bit, I don't know, out there. Will we ever achieve that? Do we want to achieve that? Do we really want to achieve something outside of being human beings? I'm not saying we shouldn't enhance our intelligence or that we shouldn't take the quote-unquote next step in evolution or whatever, but that's what the elite's goal is. And yeah, it sounds hunky-dory and fine and dandy, but where are me and you in that? Well, in their plan, 80 to 90% of us are dead. And then the, you know, 90 plus percent that are left don't get that. They get to be the slaves of the people with that. So basically, I get to be a glorified donkey. You know, I think Kurzweil is super interesting, and a lot of those guys are super interesting. I watch a lot of History Channel, Discovery Channel. That's a hot topic. Quantum physics, interdimensions, all that stuff. And the public nanotech that's out there right now is unbelievable. The electromagnetic power that is out there, if you want to look into it, is unbelievable. What we can do with water right now is completely unbelievable. So my main concern is, how are we going to get it so the elite actually let people like you and me take part in those technologies? All right, let's go to Jack in Georgia. Jack, what's popping?
Hey, Jason. I listen to Alex a lot of times, and a lot of times he's mentioned a man named Smedley Butler. You said you never heard of him, but Smedley Butler was a two-time...
Oh, I know who Smedley is, sure.
Okay, I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
Well, he won the Medal of Honor twice, and he was a major general.
Mm-hmm.
When he retired, he gave a rather famous speech called War is a Racket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Ron Paul's speech he made on the, as they call it, the what-if speech now, and he made the statement, what if war and preparation for war is nothing but a racket? I'm sure he got that from Smedley Butler's speech. Well, the thing is, there's a portrayal of Smedley Butler's speech on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Alex and anyone else would be interested in watching it. I don't think you can find it on Google, but you find it on YouTube. You just do type in war is a racket and do a search. And three or four of them will come up. It's War is a Racket, but this is an actual portrayal of the speech by an actor, and on my screen it's a guy standing in front of an American flag, and I just thought people and Alex and you would be interested in listening to it.
All right, well, thank you for the call, and for those that don't know, not only was Smedley Butler a war hero, but he really stopped what would have been a Hitlerian-like dictatorship here at home. Prescott Bush, J.P. Morgan, and others wanted to, quote-unquote, overthrow Roosevelt and really bring in this kind of a dictatorship, kind of like this fascism, Nazism type deal. I mean, that's what Prescott Bush was, like a fascist Nazi. You know, that's really what we have here right now. But it's okay because we got a black guy as the president, so we must have gotten past that, right? No, the same people are still in control, the same eugenicists. That's why we have this story right here. Oh, what do we got here? This is out of I think it's the Biomedicine Journal. This has been printed in a bunch of journals. You know, Alex is always talking about this, and this is yet another thing that I wish he was wrong about. He's always talking about the feminizing of the culture and the drugging of the culture through the water. Well, here it is. Study links water pollution with declining male fertility. New research strengthens the link between water pollution and rising male fertility problems. The study by Brunel University and the Universities of Exeter and Reading Center for Ecology and Hydrology shows for the first time how a group of testosterone-blocking chemicals, yes, they do exist, testosterone-blocking chemicals, is finding its way into UK rivers, affecting wildlife and potentially humans. The research was supported by the Natural Environment Research Council and is now published in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives. So there you have it. There you have it. I mean, it's actually happening. They, you know, they don't want us to be as aggressive. They don't want us to be aware. They don't want us to challenge their status quo. That's what this is about. This is about making us more docile, taking the, you know, the man out of men, the manliness out of men. What do we got there? We got Rob Dew. We got a couple CDs here, Rob. They're on the way. Oh, excelente. Excellent. So we should probably do that top of the hour. Is that cool? All right. Well, so we'll have Amy on at the top of the hour. This is the new CD. Amy Allen, A Little Happiness. Check it out right here. And she will be in studio with us shortly. We will keep jetting through your calls. All right. Let's go to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, what's poppin'?
Hey, nothing much, man. I just got it's funny about the MIAC report just coming out recently. I recently had a brush in with the police. I was out in Middle Maine cruising with a friend of mine, and you know, we were driving down the road, and you know, we seen a cop had somebody pulled over, and they had Ron Paul stickers on the car. So I thought, you know, I automatically think to myself, my God, you know, chances are, you know, he's getting pulled over for that. You know, we mind our business, go down the road a little bit more. Sure enough, the same police officer pulls us over on claims that he ran my license plate, seeing that my license was suspended, but my buddy was driving. He gave us a whole bunch of flack and whatnot, searched the vehicle and this, that, and the other, and then sent us on our way. But, I mean, it was a real scare. And then, lo and behold, you know, you got this report coming out, you know, claiming that, you know, we're potential terrorists and whatnot. And, it's becoming pretty frightening to me to see such a thing be played out. It's very Orwellian.
Well, we had somebody from the it's very Orwellian, and we had somebody from the department actually called up and put on tape, and we played that earlier today, and he said, "Oh, we never put anything in that document about Ron Paul and bumper stickers." Let me read it for people, and I thank you for the call. Can we bring up this page? I know we're always bringing this page up. Can you get that for me for PrisonPlanet.tv? Thank you. Political paraphernalia. So this is political paraphernalia. Militia members most commonly associate with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or libertarian material. All really good stuff, actually. All positive, all pro Bill of Rights, all pro Constitution, but God forbid you have that stuff. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. Again, Bob Barr? I mean, give me a break. The only thing that Bob Barr and Ron Paul really share in common at this point is that they're both in Sacha Baron Cohen films. Ron Paul, you know what? We should go over that story really quick while we're doing this, because Ron Paul going to be in the upcoming movie Bruno. If you didn't know, the guy who did Borat is doing this new film, and he is a gay Austrian journalist slash, I think he's into fashion. He might be like a fashion model on the side, but he gets in his head that in order to become famous in America, he needs to have a sex tape. So, you know, they tricked Ron Paul into getting into a hotel room with this guy. And apparently it's probably hilarious. I'm not going to lie. I got a sense of humor, too. But what's not hilarious is that Ron Paul is on this document that also says anti-government propaganda. Militia members commonly display pictures, cartoons, bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Okay, so they don't mention bumper stickers. Oh, wait, I just read it. And then they show most of this material will depict the Federal Reserve System, IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and the New World Order in a derogatory manner. See, now they admit the New World Order exists now that it's in Time magazine and all these other publications. And, You know, it's unbelievable. Additionally, racial anti-immigration, anti-abortion material may be displayed by militia members. And they literally show six different versions of an American flag that could make you a terrorist. Pretty unbelievable. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Scott in Canada. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Jason, I need to ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you tell me about the no-fly list?
I mean, what do you want to know? Over a million people are on it. Sometimes they mistake children for being on it. There's this one kid, I think he was like 7 or 8 years old, and every time his family goes through the airport, he's a potential terrorist. Of course, more publicized incidents include Ted Kennedy being on the no-fly list, but it's a garbage list.
So anyone can be on this list throughout the world?
Yeah, there's over a million people on it right now. And I guarantee you there are not over a million people involved in terrorist activity or terrorist activity in the world.
Well, how do these people get on this list?
So they don't, it's undisclosed. They don't have to share that information with anybody. All that has to come up is that basically what will come up is, you know, at the ticket counter, they'll say this is a person of interest or they're on the no-fly list, and then they'll have to go through rigorous security, and they have to open themselves to any kind of search. But it doesn't matter. I mean, anybody, just like I read today, they're stepping it up again. They're bringing back the random searches in the airport. So it really isn't that much different.
Oh, my God.
We're all slaves after all.
Sorry?
I said we're all slaves after all. Random screenings resume at airport gates. So, I mean, it really isn't that much different other than they let you know that you're on the no-fly list and, you know, you need to go through a rigorous check every time you go through and you get questioned in and out what you're doing there. It's all to stop Al-Qaeda, sir.
Oh, my gosh. So I could be on this list.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not on the list. You know, I've flown with other people that you would think are on the list. I think Willie Rodriguez is actually on the list. There's a confirmed person on the list. And if you just type in into Google, children on government no-fly list, you'll get about 15, 20 hits, no problem.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but we could bring it up. We'll probably play it later in the segment. I thank you for the call, sir. Throw in children on no-fly list. Can we put that in there? And we'll play the CNN clip. Children on no-fly list, CNN clip, and we'll bring that up from YouTube. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, what's happening, my friend? Yes, sir.
I just appreciate everything you're doing. I want to tell you that it's almost like when you speak that you've rehearsed it multiple times and that you're a very good teacher.
And well, thanks,
I wanted
man.
To... Yeah. It's like you practice it a lot, but it's like you've taken speaking classes or something, and I'm trying to figure out, but it's all like impromptu and I really respect that, and I'm trying to improve on that better. And as I'm very soon going to start getting involved in interviewing people and just asking people questions and putting people in uncomfortable positions who are in authority. And I just wanted some advice on how to choose my battles and how I could practice this.
All right. Well, this is what I'm telling you, first of all. I can tell you when I'm in a situation and I know that I'm going to be confronting somebody that, you know, I've been itching to ask a question or need to get on camera or want to get a response from, I do go over it in my mind. You know, I obviously review it. What am I going to say to this guy? All right, sometimes I'll write down, you know, certain little things. And then I try to dress for the occasion. You know, if I'm, for instance, when I covered one of the first Republican debates, I dressed in a suit. When I went and saw Cindy Sheehan, I had a hooded sweatshirt on. You know, you dress for the occasion, you try to get in there. And this is before, you know, Cindy was coming on the Alex Jones show and saying, you know, she thought 9/11 was also an inside job. By the way, I thank you for the call. But you also have to be informed. You know, you have to be comfortable with the information. I'd be lying to you if I said that, you know, when I first went up against Popular Mechanics, that my heart wasn't racing a mile a minute. You know, it was. But I think I had refined my argument somewhat and my emotions by the time we went on the History Channel. So it really just takes practice. All right, folks, we got about a minute until the break. And then I think, you know, if we can, we're going to bring in Amy Allen quickly in the last 5 minutes. Then we'll do the short 5-minute break, and then we'll do a long segment with her if she'll be good enough to stay for a half an hour or so. She's here for South by Southwest. Let me just go through some more of these top stories. I haven't even gone through them all. Perplexing council speak such as rabble-rousing. Or is that rebaselining? Banned in LGA guide. That's a local government association guide. This is out of the UK. Councils across England and Wales have stopped from using 100 words and phrases instead to replace them with plain English. Now, here's the problem with that. I don't mind them, you know, saying that, you know, we shouldn't be using these terms for this and that reason, but to ban words is very dangerous. Any words or any phrases. I mean, it starts with something innocent like gateway review or equally perplexing, and it ends with something, you know, that has to do with free speech and somebody's criticism or dissent on a subject matter. Army to review troops' use after the Alabama shootings. When that kid started shooting up his town, they sent in the Army in Alabama. Alex Jones actually had a representative from the military on here. And, you know, again, we bring these issues to the forefront. No one's talking about this. This was an AP or Reuters story. And Jones gets on the phone with one of these guys. And all of a sudden he's like, no, we were just there to help. But at least we're getting into the public eye. They're reviewing it. They're saying, well, did this go against posse comitatus or not? At least in the article they say, whether it did or not, the principle still needs to be upheld, which is the right answer. We'll be back after this. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
I hit rock bottom, slapped and shot them, got them black and blue. He came back swinging, didn't know I was dealing with the devil and the things I do. But not today, not today, I'm gonna get a better life for me. I'm singing, not today, not today, a reason to live alone. And I can't believe it's true, but I'm finally over.
are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I am now joined by the very lovely Amy Allen, who is in town to play the South by Southwest, whereas Alex last week was doing all the movie stuff. Now it's all music. It's a really cool town here in Austin. They have tons of festivals, and you're going to be playing three shows?
Well, I played a show today. Mm-hmm. It's at Darwin's Pub, but I have two more tomorrow.
And what do you think about the town here? Is it a cool gig? I just went to my first Austin show. I went to Stubbs to see Flogging Molly, and it was like totally awesome.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It's really nice. It's the the biggest music festival in the world. You know, it's great to be here. Yeah,
well, very very cool.
I love Austin.
Oh, very cool. And this is the new CD, A Little Happiness. This is the new LP.
It's a full album that you have, but it's promotional CD, so.
Oh, so it's not out yet.
It'll be out June 9th.
And can people download iTunes right now or what?
Nope.
Still no iTunes?
Nope.
Come on.
No, you got the iTunes.
Full promotional CD out, iTunes?
Well, it's not. I just got it today, a couple hours ago. So.
Oh, wow. Very awesome.
It's not out yet, and hopefully no one will leak it on the internet, and people will actually.
I promise. I'm a big internet pirate, but I won't do anything with this.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
So you were at the Campaign for Liberty event. You performed there. You're a big Ron Paul supporter.
Yep.
The Ron Paul video has gone super viral. We just played it before you came in.
Oh, you did?
Of course we had to play it. It's gone super mega viral. You sound great in it. You also had another big hit based on that song with MTV, right? You had a different video for The Revolution, or was it a different song?
Totally different song.
Totally different song.
That song was called Revolution, and basically the theme of that song was a very sarcastic commentary on, you know, a generation of people who are too drunk or high to do anything about injustices. So it's a sarcastic song in which I say I would start a revolution if I could get up in the morning.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, unwed birth rate at its tops now. We have more kids than ever, and 40% of them are unwed. It's true. I mean, let's face it, we're pretty dumbed down.
So I figured, I had a song I'd start a revolution if I could get up in the morning, and I couldn't, you know, my sarcasm was sort of overlooked. People didn't understand it, so I thought, all right, well, now I'm going to actually have to do something within a revolution because clearly the message is getting lost. So that's hence the Ron Paul.
And then I was just showing you this MIAC report that has been the big story over here at InfoWars in the last week. We've called it the police departments and everything. Now, you performed at Campaign for Liberty, which is an organization where people are going to get together and take back the government, really create a government for and by the people again. In other words, let's restore the Bill of Rights, let's bring in the Constitution, something that you would think is positive, correct?
Right.
And now we have the Missouri State Police passing around flyers saying if you're involved in Campaign for Liberty, if you support Ron Paul, if you have any of the... And that's only like the last page. There's like seven pages before. It's absolutely unbelievable. I showed you some of the DVDs that they're saying.
Well, what's really interesting is that I talked to a lot of police officers, and a lot of police officers, and they generally are Ron Paul supporters. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised that even within this,
Well, the cops sent it to us.
Right, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised that within this community, in this department, they're not, you know, having red flags.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is the unclassified version. Apparently, there's a classified version.
Wow.
Yeah, but this one basically says, you know...
Shoot to kill?
Unfortunately, pretty much, yes. They basically start out saying, if you believe in a New World Order and you think it's a bad thing, I'll pull up the New World Order Time Magazine article for the kids at Prison Planet. Anyway, if you believe in this thing they write about all the time, you're a terrorist. If you question the 9/11 attacks, you're a terrorist. If you pass out America Freedom to Fascism, exposing the Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist. And apparently, if you voted for Ron Paul, you might be a terrorist as well. There are people within the agency that sent us this, so there are positives as well. We'll be back with Amy Allen after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Her live in studio. The new album to drop on June 9th, I believe, is A Little Happiness. We just got an advanced copy, which is super cool. And she's taking a look at this document for the first time. And I'm showing her the part where they talk about the RFID chip. And the RFID chip is mentioned in your Ron Paul Revolution video, Mark of the Beast and all that other stuff. And they actually, one of the stories I talked about today is in the UK, they are now fitting 20 patients who have dementia with tracker chips. They're going to wear GPS full time because they could just walk off. And they're going to be, well, they have dementia. We have to save them from themselves. And these people, here it is right here, GPS tracking tags attached to dementia sufferers. And
that's horrifying because the way I look at it is I'm so such an advocate for the mental health system in this country because it's not advocate for it, but for the actual
reform
on it, because it's horrific what they do with injecting drugs against your will and, you know, with needles and making you swallow pills. And I wouldn't be surprised if they will be injecting RFID chips
in
the mentally ill.
Yeah, well, it's unbelievable. And then anybody can be deemed mentally ill. You come back from Iraq, you have post-traumatic stress disorder. They say you have a mental condition. You need to be tracked, or you might have slight paranoia or schizophrenia. You get diagnosed. Oh, well, it's a court order. Now you have to take it. It's pretty scary stuff. I got to agree with you there, but it's right in your face. And then if you talk about it and you say, oh, this is a bad thing, all of a sudden you're a bad person. Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So you're crazy or you're a terrorist. Meanwhile, again, it's all mainstream. It's all mainline. I mean, everything Jones has talked about is really coming true. Like when we talk about, you know, the fact that they want to charge a global carbon tax to people for global warming. I mean, it's right here. They say it right here. They want a global currency by 2025, and they want to charge you by carbon emissions. And then the United States.
I can't help but laugh. I mean, I don't know. It's either laugh or cry.
And then the United States right here. These are the 5 different agencies that are passing legislation on it this year. And right here it goes through the taxes.
Well, they're going to tax us for breathing. You
know, that's pretty much where it's going. How are you trying to be a positive influence? Obviously, you're making videos, you're waking people up, you're making music, you're out at South by Southwest, you support Ron Paul, you did the Campaign for Liberty. What's next for Amy Allen?
What is next is, well, the album's called A Little Happiness, because that's what I'm trying to do, you know, in this world, is just bring a little happiness. And there, you know, I got assaulted last summer by a gang. They just like random gang assaults on me, but they hit me with a tire iron and nearly beat me to death. And that was right when there was the march in D.C. Before that.
Was it the Fed march? Oh, my God.
So it was right before that. So I couldn't go out there, unfortunately. But after that, a lot changed for me. You know, when I had a brush with death and I nearly lost my life.
My God, this is the first time I'm hearing it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, a lot. I didn't think I was going to be able to sing again. I didn't think, I didn't know that.
And you had a full recovery right now?
Yeah.
I mean, you
my
look
brain
great.
Was really swollen. Like, my jaw was broke. Like,
what? You're just walking home and, like, you just get assaulted?
Well, there's this thing out in LA. It's almost like back in the 80s with the flash of the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if you get flashed, if you have your lights off, or if they have their lights off and you flash them and then they follow you and beat you up. It was kind of that sort of thing that I heard that is happening in LA, which is they ask you if you have a cigarette, and if you don't have a cigarette, then they beat you up. And I just actually happened to quit smoking that day, so it was just bad luck for me. But they just asked me about a cigarette. I said no, and then I was with 3 people. And what was funny is I think I had just done the Alex show.
Really?
And like a couple of days before, but like very recently in the window of time when it happened. So of course everyone was like,
"Oh my god! All right, I see where you're going with this."
Well, they did. The weird thing is that they did target me. I mean, it was the three people. They pushed one out of the way. They emptied.
We'll come back with the rest of the story on the other side. Amy Allen, theinfowarrior.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
From your big mouth, and I'm sick, my sickness. Don't touch me, you'll get this. I'm useless, lazy, perverted, and you hate me, but you can't save me.
All right, we are back with Amy Allen, and she's going to be playing two more locations tomorrow. At 1 p.m. at the Paradise Lounge upstairs, that's 401 East 6th Street, and then later in the day at 4:30 at the Thirsty Nickel, 325 East 6th Street. Everything's pretty much on 6th Street. 6th Street's actually pretty fun. I don't go out that much, but it's a cool little place, and I don't know if you've been to Casino El Camino, but killer burgers.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing, and I don't know what you think about this idea, but I was thinking about doing a tea party tour.
Really? Where you basically get people that are in the know to get together and...
Right, so in every city, people that want to revolt have a place.
No, that's actually, you know, I've been to a couple of those. I did one in San Francisco, actually. And they are fun. I mean, you talk to a lot of people that aren't really hip to the information, may not be open. Otherwise, they see a large group of people, and maybe they'll come and talk to you. I mean, that's how I work. I mean, I like to talk to people. I like to hand out DVDs. I like to have a one-on-one, because you can sit here and tell people stuff all day. Until they get up and, you know, find the motivation to look into it themselves, you're really not going to change them. And that one-on-one way to do it, I mean, you can't touch people any other way, in my opinion. I mean, these radio shows are great. I love doing them. The films obviously help open eyes. But when it comes down to it, you have to really relay a message. And I really feel like you talk somebody in the eye, you shake their hand, you say, please look at this. They'll do it. You know, you just got to believe in yourself. I mean, it's all mind over matter, in my opinion. I'm sure you're a successful singer. I mean, it's all mind over matter. You've gotten to where you are by, like, pushing, having that will, correct? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we talked a little bit about this off the air, but why don't you finish up the story? I mean, you were the only one targeted. You were in the hospital a couple days.
Yeah, and they didn't, well, the key thing was they didn't want the money. It wasn't about the money. It was the fun of the kill or whatever. They just wanted to beat me up and kill me.
Well, if there is a God out there, you look like nothing ever happened to you. You look like you have a full recovery. You said there's
some... It did take a lot. And that's the whole thing about the recovery. It's been a healing process, which is what this record is. I decided to get out of Los Angeles and go to Indiana, mm-hmm. To get out of LA and just be in a peaceful sort of overly stimulated environment and record an album that was not synthetic, very organic, acoustic, and healing for me, and hopefully it'll be healing for others. But I just wanted to not be angry, because I've been angry for so many years in my music that when I got, you know, nearly beaten to death, I stopped letting the anger consume me, and I tried to be just live in the gratitude of being alive, because I was so happy to be alive.
No, I'll bet. I mean, I bet you an experience like that really does make you think, God, thank God I got up this morning, and even the little things are really important.
Yeah, very little. That's why it's called little happiness, because I'm just trying to be just a little happy.
And it's going to be out June 9th this year, hopefully on iTunes before that, right? Come on, you're going to release a single at least on iTunes.
Well, on June 6th, it'll be the whole album will be released, but in a couple weeks we'll be at radio.
Oh, cool. Very, 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 very cool. So, with these performances, like, what do you do in a day when you're out on the road? Do you just tell me you want to go and tour with the album after this and really try to spread that message? But what, when you go and you perform for like an hour somewhere, you know, and obviously you probably have openers and stuff, 2 hours, 3 hour show, what do you do with the rest of your day? I mean, do you go out a lot when you're out in these towns? No, you sit in a hotel room. Do you really? is that what it amounts to? It's hotel room time?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's no
fun.
Well,
not in Austin, though.
No, in Austin, no. You go out on 6th Street and party it up?
No, this is my first time out on 6th Street.
Really?
I have toured in Austin before, but I haven't...
How did you tour in Austin and not go to 6th Street?
I have no idea.
I don't get it. I think all the bars that actually have live music acts are pretty much on 6th Street.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I don't know what street it was, but it wasn't 6th Street.
Well, Austin is actually a pretty happening place. And on top of that, you know, we have all these other great organizations. Brave New Books is around here. They had a rally at the Capitol, I believe. Or actually, that might be... It might have been yesterday or it might be tomorrow. I can't keep it all together. I get like a million emails. But people are very active here. They're very adamant. You see the Keep Austin Weird bumper stickers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's that weird to be, you know, pro-liberty, pro-constitution, pro-bill of rights. We had Chuck Norris on the program earlier in the week. And
yes, I hear he's running for president.
Well, he's talking about president of Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, let's get your take on that. A lot of states out there are trying to declare their sovereignty, at least in spirit. They're saying, you know what,
totally into it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when the federal government says we're just going to accept bailout after bailout from the Federal Reserve System, we're going to build a new regulatory system for a World Bank, and we're going to start sending civilians now over to Afghanistan, because that's part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy said he was going to get us out of the war. He's not getting us out of the war. He's redistributing forces. Still building a Eurasian Union. I do think state to state we have to stand up. And what state do you call your home? Is it still California?
Well, I was born and raised in Montana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have that ingrained in me. The Montana wants to secede from the Union.
Yeah, so, no, I hear you. I mean,
that's what I
think. It's like 33 states, you know, and it can only be encouraged when you see, like, the document I just gave you. When you see that that's, all right, that's Missouri State Police, but then it tells you it's going out to public and private organizations, that it's going to be integrated federally, and that it's been passed out to other unions. And then, can you imagine the classified version? You know, you might even be on the classified version. You're enough of a pop sensation to be on there. It's probably Alex Jones, I would guess you. Who else would be on there on the classified version? I really can't think of...
Well, it would be
people.
An honor.
Yeah, it would be an honor to be on a document with
Absolutely.
Alex Jones. I'm trying to think who else is. Charlie Sheen's probably on there. Rosie O'Donnell speaks her mind a little too much. You know, these are all subversives.
Subversives.
They use the term subversive in there. Yeah, you like being a subversive person?
I do.
I don't think, again, we should be considered as subversives when all we're trying to do, again, is warn people. I mean, the Obama deception, I don't know if you've seen it yet. But
I've seen half of it.
Oh, really? Got the first half down? I was shocked. Politico did an actual fair article on the Bilderberg Group. It was 4 pages long. It wasn't sarcastic. It wasn't snarky. And they were basically saying, oh, you know, these guys have been around for 40-plus years. They've been in every administration. They named the queens, the royalty, the heads of business, the heads of government that were actually in it. I was shocked. And then it was big on AOL earlier in the week.
I saw that. And there was like 70% have never heard of it. And I was like, oh, this is
and
great.
Then, but then 70% said, it sounds suspicious.
Yes,
you know?
That was even better.
See, that's kind of a weird to me, because you figure that out of the 30% that knew it, half of them had to know it was a bad thing. You know what I mean? So you would think it would be higher than 70%, but still, it was something like 20,000 plus took that poll. So, you know, very impressive there. And then Opie and Anthony, who run a big, you know, shock jock show out of New York, started their show with it on, on Tuesday for a full hour, talking about the Obama deception. They talked about the Gulf of Tonkin being a false flag incident. It was really Patrice O'Neill. He does Best Week Ever. You watch VH1. Mm. Yeah, he's the fat black comedian. He's a pretty funny guy. He used to be on Tough Crowd. But he was spitting out, you know, Federal Reserve ain't federal. Alan Greenspan says they don't need any permission from the president. Talked about the Gulf of Tonkin. Talked about Building 7, 9/11, all of it. And I'm just like, wow, this movie is having an impact before we even got the DVDs. I mean, we got the DVDs, I think, yesterday, and this was on the Tuesday show. So it shows that you can have an impact if you believe in yourself, if you go after your dream, if you try to change the world. And I really can't get down with people who always have this, oh, what can I do attitude, or I can't do anything about this.
Well, I feel like the answer, and I know this sounds whatever, but I don't care. I truly feel the answer is love. And I know that... you know, for a while before my attack, I was very angry all the time, and I was getting, you know, I felt like I was giving myself cancer because I was just didn't know, you know, all of the injustices was just eating me alive. But I find that I can think clearer and I can speak about it, to people that will listen more if I'm calm and I'm loving.
I agree.
And, it is,
and it always helps to focus on the positive anyway. You know, it feels good to feel good, folks. I mean, I feel good every day. I mean, I feel lucky that I have this gig. I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm not passionate about anything more than what I do. And to be able to sit here for 3 hours and, you know, get paid for it. And then on top of that, to be able to make documentary films while I'm here, it's just like, it's awesome. I mean, I guess I'm kind of simple. I mean, I'll go home to my dogs tonight. I don't need much, but
it is hard. I mean, the truth is hard to swallow.
I lost a lot of sleep in the beginning. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, me too. It almost killed me.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, you know, we have to try to find inner peace with all of the hell that is happening.
I believe that. And I think that you find that peace by combating it, by speaking about it, by not, you know, acting like it doesn't exist or just saying I can't change things. No, you can change things. You can change people's perceptions of things. You can change the world. I want to get your take on this little story, since we're both Ron Paul fans. You like Borat, the movie?
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty hilarious. Yeah. You know he's doing a new movie?
No.
He's doing Bruno. Now, did you ever see...
Yeah, I love Bruno.
Oh, do you? Well, Libertarians Gone Wild, Ron Paul's insane cameo in upcoming Bruno movie.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you think so. Remember the scene with Bob Barr in Borat where he's eating the cheese... that Borat gave him, and he starts telling him how it's like from his sisters.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, this is about 1,000 times worse. He tricks Ron Paul into going into a hotel room with him, and he's got it in his head, you know, in the theme of the movie, that he, in order to become a star, he needs to have a sex tape. And he's going to have a sex tape with Ron Paul.
Oh, that's awesome.
Basically is where it goes.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently he's got two rooms, and one set up like the night vision Paris Hilton cam inside. And he's got like caviar and like, you know, drinks. And then he leaves the room and he gets dressed in some, you know, ridiculous type outfit and comes in and starts dancing for Ron Paul. And I hear it goes on for about 5 minutes.
And then he leaves.
Yeah. And then he hears, I don't know if he leaves or Ron Paul starts reading a newspaper. They haven't given exactly what he does, but Ron Paul's camp's not campaigning or commenting on it. So we'll be back with the final segment with Amy Allen. The album is A Little Bit of Happiness. It's out June 9th this year.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Writing you letters, tearing your picture, saying goodbye. And I'm blowing up candles, trying to handle tonight. And
that's Amy Allen. off the new album, A Little Happiness. It drops June 9th. And we are lucky enough to be joined by her at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com right now. Amy, you were telling me about a MySpace blog where you were just trying to spread the love.
Right, that's it. Yeah, I was saying if it were a public forum, I would have been stoned to death. But basically, I wrote a blog saying... It even sounds bad even saying it right now. But I was basically saying, let's try and love Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know how much spiritual work it took to get there, then it would be like, what? You know, my fans were saying like, oh, you've given in, you've drank the Kool-Aid. So not true, not even close. I understand. I was just saying, he's a puppet. Let's look at him like, you know, he knows not what he does. He's a child. Let's just try and not be bitter and I feel like the New World Order wins if we have hate in our hearts and we become bitter and we become violent.
I agree.
They want us to do those things. So what I'm saying is let's win with love and with educating people and not with violence. And I know that I have a lot of violent fans. They want to shoot people and they want to
watch out. Some of those aren't fans. They're provocateurs. You got to watch. I'm serious.
That's cool.
Screw loose.
But no, I love them.
Like
I love them. But what I'm saying, I love them. Don't get me wrong, but I don't necessarily, I'm just saying that I thought we could all just calm down and like try and look at Barack Obama like a little kid, like a child who doesn't know what he's doing. And that I had that blog up for real for like maybe 10 minutes. I had so much hate mail within like a few minutes of time that I couldn't read it fast enough and I pulled it down. I was like, okay, this is too metaphysical and weird for anyone to, if they think that I'm actually loving Barack Obama, then I'm going to have to pull it down. It's not coming across the right way. So.
Yeah, I mean, folks.
I don't like his politics. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, love thy neighbor, and you can usually go by that rule. We're not out to get Barack Obama. We just want to expose him and his administration for what they're really doing. Who are the real puppet masters? Again, this guy is a guy who was a state senator. He's not qualified to be president. State senator till 2004. Then he does the keynote address of the Democratic National Convention. Gets the actual Senate spot, which are two per state for the very first time. 6-year spot. Doesn't even serve that 6-year spot. Literally serves half of it.
Right.
And he's our president. I mean, that's insanity.
It's bizarre. It is.
It's more. I've never seen it in my life. I mean, he wasn't a congressman. He was a state senator. I mean, I'm not trying to knock state senators. State representatives do great work, but it's not the same thing as like what Hillary Clinton was before she was Secretary of State. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't know that. And they're just ignorant to the fact that this guy was propped up.
I mean,
he's a good speaker. You want to like him. I mean, you know, he filled out the bracket for the NCAA today live on ESPN. Who can't get down with that? I mean,
right. I mean, I guess my whole point was this is not a political battle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is to an extent, but I feel like my whole point of the blog was it's a spiritual battle. And the only way to win a spiritual battle is with love. And we're literally fighting, in my opinion, the devil himself. I mean, if you look underneath, you know, the puppet, you know, Barack Obama's a puppet, and then the central bankers, then they're puppets. But who are they all? If you just look at the big picture and zoomed out a little bit, I mean, it's truly the big picture is, I believe, is the devil himself.
Well,
so
I mean,
only way to beat that is with love, and that's I guess my mission, you know.
Well, that's
my music.
No, I hear you, and you look at, you know, what these guys worship, and they are very Luciferian, very do as thou wilt. You know, they don't care about you or I. They admit it. I mean, they really talk about us in terms of sheeple, chattel. They don't seem to care about any other interests other than bringing about this global order, which, you know, I guess is prophesized about in the Bible, if you believe that sort of thing. You know, I try to keep it pretty secular, but, you know, it is in there, and it discusses, you know, this ruling elite who pretend like they're Christians, and you know that, you know, a lot of people still believe that George W. Bush is a devout Christian man that, you know, talked to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ said, bomb Iraq, and he did it.
Right.
I mean, they really believe that, but when it comes down to it, where's the little Bohemian Grove hat? Is it out there? Oh. get the Bohemian Grove hat. People send us the best stuff. They're out in the woods, you know, worshiping owl gods like this one with their little club logo. Can we zoom in on that? We got different technicians in today. There we go. There's some PrisonPlanet.tv. Excellent. Let's take some calls for Amy. The number is 866-582-9933. We're going to take a couple calls in the next segment, and then you've probably got a jet. You know, you're a busy lady. You got things to do.
I do.
How do people get in touch with you? MySpace? You got a website other than MySpace? What's the deal?
AmyAllen.com, but you can't get, it's just the information's up there. But I check my MySpace.
You do? Mm-hmm. And it's myspace.com/AmyAllen. Mm-hmm. AimeeE.
Mm-hmm.
AlleN?
Correct.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take about 5-10 minutes of calls. If you have a question for Amy Allen, now's your chance. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that he found, I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap him down.
And that's Amy Allen really covering Santeria, right?
Yeah.
A classic. And you can see her tomorrow at 1 p.m. over at the Paradise Lounge. That's 401 E 6th Street, or at 4:30 at the Thirsty Nickel. And you're saying if people say that they heard you on this show and they go there, it's a free drink for
you?
Yeah,
they just have to tell the bartender that they saw that they heard us or they saw us on the internet, and they will get a free drink.
Well, that is a super cool deal from a super cool person. Let's go to James in Florida. James, what's happening?
Hi, are you there?
We are here.
All right, great. Hi, Amy. I've never heard of your music before. I'm kind of out of the loop. I don't watch television or anything like that. But I really like where you're coming from.
Oh, thank you.
I think you have hit it on the nail with how our response is best served by, you know, confronting it with love. So
I really appreciate that, because some people don't agree with me, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm totally down. So I'm looking forward to your album. I've never, like I said, listened to it before, but I'm gonna pick one up. So
awesome! Thank you so much. Thank you.
And check her out on MySpace. Let's jump to the next caller. It's myspace.com/AmyAllen. Remember, A Little Happiness comes out June 9th. Let's go to Paul in Oklahoma. Paul, what's up?
What's up? Live H2O is what's up. Amy, I love you, man. This is great to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah,
Jason.
Cool.
I'm real sorry to hear what's happening with you, but I wanted to bring a little love and global spiritual renaissance to you. And on June 19th, 20th, and 21st, during the summer solstice, have you heard of that?
No. Enlighten me.
It's a concert for the living water. I think it was started by Len.
It's a concert for water?
With his name, yeah. You know, the 528 love frequency? Are you familiar with that?
No, we're not familiar with any love frequency water. I know about, what's his name?
Len Horowitz is the one who...
Len Horowitz. Well, I know about that, have you seen...
That's awesome. I didn't even know, there's all kinds of things.
There's all sorts of frequencies, actually.
I didn't know.
I thank you for the call, Paul. Actually, there's a guy named John Kanzius out in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he's literally, basically everything is set at a different frequency, right? So he takes salt water, and he set it to a certain frequency, and he's burning it at 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit as a blowtorch, burning salt water, all because it's at this certain frequency. He's won a bunch of prizes for it. He's up for the Nobel Peace Prize for it.
Nice.
But, you know, no one's
reporting
on that.
I'm going to be getting into frequencies. I had no idea.
No, the frequency thing is actually very cool. And, you know, before you go, I want to get your take on this one story that we've been covering all week. They just found Baxter International shipped out a bunch of bird flu vaccine. And earlier we were talking about people taking the chip through, you know, vaccinations or shots or whatever. The bird flu vaccine that they shipped out was found with two separate types of bird flu viruses in it and a separate type of flu virus in it. And the only reason that they actually caught it is because one of the subcontractors that got it shipped it out to 14 different nations in the Czech Republic, injected a ferret with it, and it died. And he found these combinants in it. So... You know, yeah.
Wait, when was this?
This actually broke. Bloomberg is the only...
trying to kill us.
Bloomberg is the only one that did a story on it in the United States. They did it in the on the 24th, right?
So and this is like recently. This is just...
We're talking it just happened. And it came out on the 24th, and then they just pulled the story off the website. We couldn't find it anywhere. Canadian Free Press did a story a few days later, and then it hit the alternative press after that. But other than that, no mainstream story, so you hadn't heard about it till this.
Right. Which is, I mean, I know everything, so this is very, very interesting.
So you know everything.
Yeah.
Why don't you,
I keep up.
I mean, just close up with, you know, a critique on the pharmaceutical industry, because you said it really well. You know, they're putting all these people on pills. They're injecting them with all this stuff.
Oh, dude.
We need real reform.
Oh, man. I mean, here's the thing. There's a guy who, in New York, that won a couple years ago, was awarded $1 million from Bellevue. Mm-hmm. Because he had a sign up talking about the government. I forget what the sign said. They brought him into Bellevue. It was for an HBO, America Undercover kind of thing.
I've seen it. He's the guy who basically he goes out in public and does like mock theater in front of CCTV cameras because he doesn't like the surveillance, right?
Yeah, he's
anti Big Brother.
Yes, exactly. So he, you know, because it was on HBO, they caught it on film, them, you know, injecting him against his will with needles and drugs, and he won $1 million. Well, the same, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, because the same exact thing happened to me. And I said that I had a lawsuit. I told my whole family, I'm like, we have a lawsuit. Like we have to, you know, tell the world about this. Mm-hmm. They were like, you know what? Let's just not even deal with it. And we didn't do anything. And then now it's past the, you know, the statute of limitations. So it's too late, but I would have won $1 million if I would have gone to a judge with it, because the judge in New York said that it's been happening so much where they've been taking people, forcefully drugging them against their will when they haven't been seen by a doctor. Mm-hmm. And, in my case, I called, it was right after 9/11, And I was in New York, and I called the suicide hotline because I literally had no friends in New York. They were all gone, and all my friends were in L.A. And so I called the suicide hotline, not actually because I wanted to kill myself, because I didn't. I was just like, it was like 5 a.m, and I was like so lonely, and I was like, oh, I'll, like a free therapist. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'll just call. Well, they traced my call, and they brought me to Bellevue. And literally, they drugged me. They put needles in my arm without me seeing a therapist or a doctor being evaluated or anything. And I was talking about my rights. And so they admitted me, and I was there for 3 days without seeing a doctor because it was a holiday and then a weekend. So they drugged me, and I was actually, they overdosed me to the point with lithium.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like a total nightmare scenario.
It was a total nightmare scenario.
If this tells anybody not to get involved with the system, that you have to watch out with all these programs that they make sound good, like a suicide hotline or DARE and all these other things, it's to get you into the system. And they didn't even wait to get you into the system. They literally came and picked you up.
And they said, and I said, well, I'm not going to take any of your pills. I'm like allergic to medications and, you know, I need to see a doctor. And they said, well, we're going to write notes that you're not cooperating and you're never going to get out of here if you don't. And by the time I actually had seen a doctor, days and days of being injected against my will with drugs and needles, I was so out of it at that point that I probably seemed like I needed to be there. I was just like drooling from all the medications. And it was crazy. I had so many lawyers and my family being like, get her out. We want her out. And they were like, sorry, doctor's not coming in for a couple more days. It was just like crazy.
So how did you eventually get out? You contacted your family, I'm going to guess?
Lawyers and my family. Yeah.
So you were there for an extended stay.
I was there for five days. Yeah. 5 days. They
got one phone call.
Yep. Yeah,
this has been like the greatest interview ever. I mean, do you tell other radio shows any of this stuff?
No, I don't tell anyone.
I write
a lot of stuff on my MySpace blog. Yeah.
Do you? Well, this has been a super interesting interview. I want to thank you again, people. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. at the Paradise Lounge, and 4:30 p.m. at the Thirsty Nickel.
Free drinks.
Amy Allen. Free drinks if you say you listen to her on the radio here, and we're going to try to get her back for the Alex Jones show. She's here for a couple more days. It's been a really great interview, and it's myspace.com/Amy Allen.
Correct.
Well, thank you
for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Okay.
All right. We're going to continue going through your calls and through the news blitz. What a great interview. I got my little signed copy here. Check it out, prisonplanet.tv. It'll be in my little office and everything else. You can go out. So it's okay if you want to jump out of here. She's a busy lady, folks. And to give her the time, I mean, she literally just found the email, and to come in and give us like 45 minutes is awesome. This should go viral tomorrow. Just a great interview all around. All right, I've got other callers on the line, one of which I spent some time with out in Texas when I was, I believe I was speaking with Freedom Law School. And his name is Doug Millar. He works with a man named Ted Gunderson, who was recently put on the ADL's hate list. Basically, all of a sudden, the ADL is going after people like Joe Bannister and Ted Gunderson, who are patriots in this community. Doug, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button. Hey, great to hear that show, man. What a
thank you
you had with Amy Allen.
No, great interview. Buddy. She was very nice. Yeah, no, and it came out of nowhere. You know, great interview, great person. I hope people get her album. It's called A Little Happiness, and she's very insightful, very pleasant, and we're going to try to get her on the Alex Jones show as well.
I'm sure you are. And, you know, of all things, I'm calling from Bohemian Grove County.
Oh, really? You're down in Sonoma, California?
I moved back to Sonoma County, California. And you and I, of course, talked about that over breakfast with Ted Gunderson 2 years ago.
Yeah, why don't you tell us, your take on this new ADL document that is saying Ted Gunderson, Joe Bannister, and others are now, you know, white supremacists and terrorists and dangerous and subversives. I mean, it's outlandish.
Well, to be honest with you, I've heard him saying it about a lot of people, but I didn't know that Ted Gunderson was on that list with Joe Bannister. But, you know,
sure is.
Basically, they are telling the truth about the IRS and the subversion of our country by the FBI. And, of course, he was, you know, ran the Los Angeles office, the second largest field office in the country, and retired with honors. Two Democratic governors were there in his retirement. Jerry Brown and his father, Edmund Brown, and even though he was a lifelong Republican. And so he had many union leaders there, and they honored him as a man of the year. Prior to that retirement party, about 600 people there. And, you know, they've just been smeared because they're bringing down the New World Order, just like you and Alex are.
Yeah, and you know what? Ted Gunderson really involved in the Franklin case, helping out John DeCamp. If you read the Franklin cover-up, you're in for an eye-opener, or you can watch Conspiracy of Silence, which gives a short synopsis, really not the full broad picture, but enough of a horrific picture for eyes to open. And actually, while I've been down in Texas working on this global government film, the Invisible Empire film, I kind of discussed with you and Ted, I did find two of the mainstream news channel, it's both Connie Chung and Peter Jennings talking about the Callboy ring running out of Nebraska. I mean, I've got the mainstream.
Connie Chung did, huh?
Yeah, I found
good
Connie Chung
her.
And Peter Jennings. Yeah, they both reported on it, and it just totally disappeared. Peter Jennings is like, if the White House doesn't have enough problems on its hands, now a Callboy ring has been exposed for taking 3 a.m. tours of young boys at the White House. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. Well, that was just, as you know, the tip of the iceberg. That story actually made the San Francisco Chronicle, but they never mentioned anything about they were taking children from Nebraska and shipping them to the White House and other places in D.C., blackmailing members of Congress, even though it was in the Washington Times headlines, as you saw those headlines. I think I showed you some of them.
Yep.
But here's, I want to check with you here. I was hoping to ask both you and Amy if you're going to be at the first regional campaign for liberty in St. Louis, Missouri. It's going to be held April the 5th. Have you heard about that?
I have not, and I've got to be honest, April the 5th, I know I'm taking a trip in late April back to New York, so I know I'm not going to be able to make it. Amy did just take off with her crew, so I can't ask her, but we are trying to support Campaign for Liberty in every way, especially after that MIAC document surfaced last week. You know, Campaign for Liberty is an organization about taking the government back, about running for office, about becoming, you know, a city council member, a congressman, a state senator, a mayor, making a difference in your community, and for them to be demonized in the manner that they are to the police. It's unreal.
They're getting desperate when the ADL comes out against people of the caliber of Joe Bannister and Ted Gunderson, who, of course, I know you met Joe when we were there.
Oh, yeah, I've known Joe for a while. Joe's a very nice guy.
Sure.
You know, and he beat
he's
a former IRS agent, for God's sakes. He beat the IRS, Doug. I thank you for the call. I got to go to some other ones. It's unbelievable. The man beat the IRS. He worked for the IRS. He's done nothing wrong. And now he's being demonized by the ADL. I can assure you, out of the several times I had dinner with the man at some of these things and hung around him, I never heard anything racist out of his mouth. Yeah, I mean, they make these people out to be like guys that are hunched over going, how are we going to kill that Jew over there? Huh? Huh? How are we going to kill Jewy over there? That's what we're going to do. And then we're going to take over. We're all going to wear Hitler hats and little mustaches, and we love it. And meanwhile, Joe Bannister's like, hey, Jason, how are you? I'm like, how are you, sir? Great weather out there, huh? Yeah. Hey, I really loved that Loose Change film. It was really good. Hey, Joe, I really loved you in America, Freedom to Fashion. Well, thank you. I really think they did a bang-up job with that picture. That's the extent. It's never, we're going to take over the state, and we're going to bring back white brotherhood everywhere. Meanwhile, that's what they hype up on all the History Channels and the Discovery Channels. They always have those white supremacy gangs, and they're always showing you inside jails, and it's MS-13 versus the Aryans, and they're all powerful on the outside, and the Klan still is super powerful. Meanwhile, the Klan was invented by Freemason Albert Pike. Go figure. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Linda in California. Linda, what's the haps?
Jason.
Yes.
You rock. Hey, I didn't really like you at first, but you know what? You've really grown on me. I love you. I love Alex. I love your guys' whole gig there. Hey, I've got some important information. First of all, I'm a mentally ill terrorist.
Ooh.
Can I still talk to you?
You can.
All right now. Listen, some guy called you when you were subbing in for Alex on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He was reading out of, I believe, Newswatch magazine. You guys got a pastor there, David J. Smith and Waxahachie, mm-hmm. talking about the New World Order, his congregation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of this National Economic Security and Reformation Act document?
No.
Is that
the NESRC document? It's got to be. That sounds NESRC. Are those the Are those the call letters on that?
No, it's Nesara. N-E-S-A-R-A.
R-A. You know what? I'm hearing... Now, I don't know exactly what this is, but
you
I'm getting...
You've got to check this out.
I'm getting emails from some people that say it's real. I've got people, other people saying it's fake. Listen, if you send it to me, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, put a big header, called into the show, Nesra. I promise you I will check out the document, and then if there is something to it, because I don't know either way, one way or the other, I don't even know what it is yet, I will bring it up on the show tomorrow, and you're more than welcome to call in and talk about it. I just don't know. So I don't know, you know, I don't know whether it's something that's phony. I'm always kind of on the fence. It's kind of like when I talk about the Amaro. Some people wanted to talk about this gentleman who I don't want to name because I don't want to bash anybody. But this guy said, oh, I had the number one alternative talk show ever. I'd never heard of him. And then he starts saying, I have Amaros. And he puts an Amaro on the screen. And he says they're going to be coming out. Well, they haven't come out yet. And, you know, these things were printed up in jest some places because it was somebody's model. So I'm very cautious. I thank you for the call. I will look at the document. Nesra. All right, Nesra. Email it to me, MySpace. I'll definitely look. All right, let's jump to Matt in California. Matt, what's popping?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I had a really weird run-in today with a friend. He's really into the whole Daily Kos blog. Have you heard of that?
Daily Kos. K-O-S?
I see you're going to break. Should I just wait?
We're going to hold you over. We're going to talk about... these alternative blog sites like Daily Kos, Op-Ed News, and Huffington Post. After this is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. How cool was that interview with Amy Allen, huh, guys?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Message, that time and tide waited for no man. So with a fair confrontation.
time back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We just had Amy Allen on for about 45 minutes. We got to do a little tape ski and hunch, and we'll be posting that over at theinfowarrior.com within the next couple of days. As soon as you put it up into YouTube, I will link it over there as one of the main stories. We're talking to Matt in California about the Daily Cost blog. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I just listened to this conversation. He goes, yesterday was a huge win for the neocons. And then he said, Russia is going to put a lot of money into their nuclear weapons. And I said, their own nukes? And he says, looks like Mexico is going to be a win for the neocons too. And I said, I don't see how that's neocon. It looks like just status quo American foreign policy. And the reason that kind of scares me is it really is doublethink. And I've read a lot of the Daily Coast blog, It's just classic Orwellian doublethink where they're really not taking responsibility for, quote, their president to actually change foreign policy. And George Orwell called it controlled insanity. And that's what I read. I mean, I'm actually, it scares me that a human being could think this way. I mean, if the federal government falls out of favor, there's going to be the liberty movement and there's going to be this really fake progressive movement that's going to be in opposition, and it's how are you ever going to get anything done, any synergy with a movement like this? They called it the progressive movement. I have no idea what that means.
So. No, I know. Well, you know what? I like a lot of the progressives. You know, there are a lot of people that will check out your material, but you're right where they fall into that left-right paradigm, whereas, you know, I could reach a lot more progressives back in 2005, 2006, with my message of, you know, 9/11, being this government, this international intelligence operation. But as soon as 2007, 2008 rolled around and I wasn't singing Obama's praises, all of a sudden I got kind of shown in a different light and people were disagreeing with me. And, that's just the way it goes. You know, the progressives don't understand the immigration issue. They don't understand that this is a, you know, false left-right paradigm and that this administration is keeping all of Bush's, you know, Patriot Act 1. Patriot Act 2, Military Commissions Act. You know, all those powers are being kept into place. And then it is just an extension of what that administration did. And you see the players that he kept. I mean, look, he brought in Hillary Clinton, who is a player on a world scale. The Clinton family is obviously part of this international intelligence organization. He brought in Rahm Emanuel, whose father literally helped, the Mossad and all these false flag terror ops where they killed innocent people. You know, he kept Robert Gates, who, you know, totally helped in the Iran-Contra scandal, where we're running cocaine and marijuana up to the United States and we're running weapons through Israel from the Czech Republic and other places into South America. So, I mean, you just got to explain to people. I mean, I think have you seen the Obama deception yet, man?
Oh, yeah, I've been showing it to everybody in print.
Yeah, exactly. Some people, if you at least get them to sit down and watch it and they start understanding what the Bilderberg group is and who these background characters are and where the money is going, you can wake them up when you explain, you know, what Bernanke's role is and how, you know, they had to get rid of Greenspan not because they didn't like what he was doing, but because they, you know, they needed him to become the fall guy when he was out of power. You know, they always set these guys up to fail, you know. But at the same time, as it's going, they create their own reality, like Karl Rove says. I mean, Karl Rove literally says, we create reality.
Yeah, I mean, I've shown my friend who was talking about the Russians, and I've showed him Endgame, and
what do you think?
Showed him Terrorstorm. It goes in one ear and out the other. It is It's actually just watching it, and I'm like, looking.
I'll tell
at
you this,
mechanics.
Man, Matt, keep trying. We're gonna keep taking your calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost. cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
As I hold on, is there only pain and hatred, misery?
All right, my terrible singing is over. Chris Cornell serenading the masses. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're taking your calls, trying to have a good time in light of all this stuff. You know, I should do a review for people that are just picking me up now since we're about 2 hours deep into the show. In case you didn't know, you know, what we've learned today so far is Obama is openly talking about creating a new regulatory commission through fast-acting legislation, fast-track legislation is what they call it, in order to create this new group that's going to save us. It's right here. It's out of the Associated Press. Okay, it's the Resolution Authority, and the new authority would be part of a broader regulatory reform agenda that his administration is preparing to send to Congress after the G20. And then we find out that the Federal Reserve is pumping even more money into the looters of the economy, because that's what's really happening. We're going to be holding the bag in this next $1 trillion they're printing up that is going to go to the criminals that are causing the crisis. It's very lovely indeed. And then in police state news, we also mentioned that people with dementia out in Britain, 20 patients, are now going to have to carry these GPS trackers at all times, and they will be tracked and traced 24/7. That's the plan, folks. Here it is. Boom. Out of the Daily Mail. We covered a lot more, but I'll cover a lot more at the end of the hour. We're going to keep going through your phone calls. Let's go to Jay in Texas. Jay, what's on your mind, my man?
Hey, man, what's going on, Jason?
Just a little radio show action, you know. What's on your mind? You. Yes, sir.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, I got to meet an African American. Actually, I've met him before, but he was an African American before, I guess, and he is still now, and he's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking about school and about talking about what's going on, and he was ostracized for talking anything negative about Obama. He was absolutely.
Just totally thrown out of his group of friends. I thank you for the call, Jay. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's really hip and cool to be wearing Obama stuff right now. They're selling it a lot of the hip-hop stores, a lot of the Zoomies out there. What are the other ones? Against All Odds. I love those Against All Odds stores and just, like, the tackiest clothing. What is it? City Trends. There. I mean, you look at this stuff and you know that it's going to be in, like, TJ Maxx and Marshalls in about, like, 2 weeks. For a quarter of the price, but somebody's like, you know what? I need that rhinestone tiger get up right up there. You see that? That is rhinestone tiger hoodie greatness, and I'm going to pay $89 for that. I don't care if it's tacky and ugly. It's got a little Obama logo right there. And they sell that stuff, and it's a fashion trend. And then it's not just, African American people, it's white people, it's, Oriental people. I think Oriental's racist. How dare I say that? Asian. Yeah, see, there it is right there. I got it. It's like, Oriental's the type of food, dude. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I'm saying people of all colors, all creeds are being fooled by this Obama deception. And right now it is hip and trendy. It's like you're cool There's a lot of those hipsters in Austin. Those are the people I'm not, you know, Austin's generally a pretty cool town. But then you got those hipsters. They got like the old school newsboy hats on. Not like the newsboy I'm passing out the paper, but like newsboy reporter hats on. And then they're wearing like a t-shirt like Barack the Vote. You know, really, dude? Really? And suspenders. I'm like, you can't wear a belt, dude? Seriously? Seriously, no belt? No belt for you. I understand. Barack the Vote, no belt. I love Obama. Paul's cracking me up. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls. We're going to go to Andrew, Steven, and others. The call line is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Listen to the Info Warrior 5 nights a week from 9 to 12 Central. That's all you want to do. That's right, we're on 5 nights a week, 9 to 12 Central, over at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We just put up an affiliates page if you'd like to pick us up. Please do. We could use the sponsorship. Busting through, what is it? What's it end up being? It ends up being 15 hours of radio a day, or a week. I do 15 hours here, and then I always, not always, but I usually do a couple hours for Jones a week now. Man, almost 20 hours of radio a day. You know, people don't understand how tough this is. I mean, sure, it looks and sounds all easy, you know, me being a jackass for 3 hours, but to actually run your mouth continuously, looking at nothing but Paul Hartman and cameras is tough, man. It is not the easiest thing to do in the world. Your calls make it a little bit easier. And plus, I got to admit, a lot of your calls are breaking stories here. You know, my friends send me a lot of things. Fans send me a lot of things. But these calls, guys, I really do check out your news stories. And you do bring in some great points. So that being said, let's jump to, who are we at? Andrew in Vermont. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jay. Well, I can't bring any clairvoyant insight into any kind of new news, but the reason I'm calling is because it strung a chord in my heart. Amy earlier was talking about love, and I know that she mentioned how, you know, maybe it's not the cool thing to do or whatever, but you know what? It is, man. You know, and that's why I'm calling, because it really is. Because I just started listening to you guys about 3 weeks ago, and I'm an emotional, fiery kind of person, and it just engulfed a huge flame. And I tried to force feeding down, you know, everybody's throat that I know and love. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work well, you know? I heard and read about, you know, HR 875 and S 425, and like, I freaked out, and like, you know, cause I'm from Vermont, and there's a lot of, you know, gardeners here and you know, mm-hmm. organic farmers.
Explain what that is, really. Let's backtrack that, and I'm going to go right back to you. The bills he's talking about is a ban on organic farming, and what it really is trying to push out small farms to make the process impossible for them to go by. In other words, they'll never be able to process their cattle properly. They'll never be able to process their vegetables properly, so they won't be able to sell it at farmers' markets, and it really just corners the industry for the Monsanto types. Continue.
Okay, well, here you go, Jay. And here's the catch. I'm Polish. I wasn't born there, but I'm here. My parents were. And I visited 3 times since I've been born. And last time I went, I was 22. I'm 33 now. So I remember vividly. And one of my earliest dreams was being attacked. Seriously, I was 5 years old, and I was in Poland, and I was attacked by a rooster because I was, like, you know, checking out the all the hens and everything. And he chased me, and I fell over, you know, and that was one of my vivid dreams. And now, you know, after reading everything and hearing about everything, I'm like, Mom, because my mom was there like 2 years ago. I'm like, so how's my uncle's farm doing? And I'm like, does he have all the animals and everything? And she's like, no, he's only got a couple chickens. I'm like, well, what do you do with the rest of the animals in the land? She's like, oh, well, they gave it back to the government. I'm like, oh, really? Interesting. I'm like, and for what? And she's like, well, you know, they promised him a pension and this and that. And I'm like, wow, can't you see,
It's funny that you say that you're from Poland, because another big patriot is also from Poland, and I thank you for the call. Luke Radowski, actually Polish, and I think he stayed there till he was like 11 years old. And one of the things he speaks out about is, you know, I stood at checkpoints. I saw bread lines. I know how bad it can get. I lived under these poor conditions, and it can come here. So I thank you for the call, man. And you know what? If you're a listener for just a few weeks, you know, I try to keep it pretty upbeat. I've got nothing but love in my heart. I may get a little aggressive sometimes. I may get a little, you know, ranty, a little screamy. But when it all comes down to it, I try to smile when I get out of here. And I'm with Amy, man. You know, try to love thy enemy. But that doesn't mean you got to have some cunning. You got to have some skill. You can't let somebody walk all over you again and again and again. You have to learn from your mistakes. You have to have some kind of a semblance in your mind to take on all sorts of situations. But, you know, I preach love too, man. I never want to see this go to like a physical confrontation where I'm forced to shoot somebody or, you know, go into a home. I mean, that stuff, it doesn't even want to cross my mind. Gandhi had it right. Martin Luther King Jr. had it right. You know, civil disobedience is the way to go. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Jason. Hey, before I get to what I called about, I just wanted to say that, you know, your competition for your slot that you're on from 9 to midnight is one of the neocon poster boys, I think, is trying to give Bill O'Reilly competition for being the most arrogant, you know, talk show host, and that's Mark Levin.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, of course, George Norrie and Coast to Coast AM, and the only time I'd rather listen to him than you is if Alex Jones is on his show. But other than
what time does Coast to Coast run, actually? What time is that?
It's 10 o'clock to, like, midnight, 1 in the morning.
And is that Central also, or is that Eastern?
Yeah, that's Central.
Damn you, George.
But I'd rather listen to you talking about factual stuff than hearing people's stories about ghosts and, you know, actually.
You know, that's a fun show sometimes, man, but I hear, you know, like, I tried to get down, like, I used to listen to some of the Art Bell stuff way back in the day, and then Nori came in, but I can't get down with all the phone callers, and they let the callers just basically spout off about a story that no one is ever going to be able to prove, and then they play into it like that could be true. Look, here we give people the benefit of the doubt, but as soon as it starts to get like extremely outlandish, we're like, look, send us some information. I don't know how we can help you, sir, whether this is right. We try to stick to the news, and you know, this is a 3-hour newscast where we're really going through mainstream articles. I mean, I am trying desperately right now to get it through people's heads that right now, 5 different U.S. Organizations are trying to pass legislation on carbon taxes for you and me. I mean, this is in place right now. You know, and he's talking about, you know, I was out of my body once and I could see it and I was floating above it. It was just the most profound experience. I'm done. I'm not attacking. Go ahead, Steve. What was the other point?
I want to share a couple of quick testimonials about getting the word out on this stuff. You know, of course, I'm really pushing the Obama deception with everybody every way I can. Well, you've probably heard of Gary Franchi and Restore the Republic.
Sure.
You know, okay, well, he sent out, I've joined that, and it's a great site. I encourage everyone to get on it and join it. He sent an emergency action email alert out yesterday on the 17th about MIAC. And so he encouraged everyone to call the St. Louis because they were going to have this Ron Paul convention there at the end of the month, the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce. So I called them up today, and I got the woman that's the assistant directly to the head of the Chamber of Commerce there in St. Louis. So I, you know, told her about the fact that as long as they're going to allow MIAC to do this kind of thing, they're not going to get my dollars supporting them. And, you know, I appealed to her. I said, I'm sure with the economy the way it is, that's something you don't want to have happen. But then I said to her, I said, I want to clue you in on something that you need to check out, and please make this everyone on the Chamber of Commerce aware of this. And I told her about ObamaDeception.net and the Obama Deception documentary. I talked to her at length about it. So she, and the way I appealed to her, I said, look, I know you're an American. You love your country. You care about your kids and grandchildren. You need to check this information out and pass it on to others, because what's happening, it's going to cost us dearly if we don't act on this information. And I told her it's all factually documented. And so she thanked me and promised me she'd look at it. The other thing was, there's a talk show that's on here at station that does all talk, KSEV 700. And so they're pretty neocon. But I called in this afternoon. A guy was actually hosting out of Dallas named Lee Willie, I think was his name. And anyway, he was talking about Obama, you know, and how what he's doing to the economy because of all this stuff. So I called in and I just said, look, what I want to make you people aware of is you need to get off this right-left thing and see that this is a smokescreen and there's a deeper agenda being hidden here. He says, well, what do you mean? And I told him about the Obama deception. I mentioned Alex Jones, and right away he goes, well, I don't want to get into about Alex Jones. I don't care about someone's documentary, but how do you think that this is a smokescreen and there's something deeper? And I said, well, how about $9.5 trillion that the internationalist bankers have stolen from the American people through the bailout? And he goes, well, now we're talking under the Bush administration. I said, that's the point. Forget right versus left. You people need to wake up and see this is a global thing.
Exactly.
And, of course, then he cut me off after that. But that's what I'm saying. That's the way we need to get the word out.
Great caller. Thank you so much. We're going to jump to the next one. Let's go to Steve in Georgia. Steve, what's on your mind? Oh, we lost Steve? All right, let's go to Nick in Colorado. Nick, what's popping?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I've been following. Remember the very first, the New Hampshire primaries when Ron Paul came out for the very first time?
Oh, yeah, I covered that event. Did I meet you there?
He said no. He said, I am the champion of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he got my attention. This is somebody I need to pay attention to because nobody talks about the Constitution in this day and age. So I started following Ron Paul,
mm-hmm.
and I started the things he was saying sounded so out from outer space, so I decided to do the research on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out everything is true. This is all true. So the point I'm trying to make here is I'm very well versed on this because of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh, Ron Paul should have done this, Ron Paul should have done that.
I think Ron Paul played his cards right.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He opened everybody's minds up to the true agenda, and if it wasn't for Ron Paul, I would have never figured out the false left-right paradigm.
And you wouldn't be on the phone with me right now on the Info Warrior over at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Folks, we can make a difference. Different strokes for different folks. Ron Paul woke up a lot of people. 866-582-9933. Be back after the break. PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make it right? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. I got a little blog spot, infowarrior.infowars.com, or you can just go to the infowarrior.com. It'll redirect you there. We talked a lot about, you know, this new financial system they're trying to set into the place. Alex was on Fox News earlier today talking about a new not only the New World Order, but this guy who was like, you know, I couldn't believe when Gordon Brown talked about a global New Deal in front of Congress. And, you know, if you're listening to this program, I was the first person to talk about it. I was talking about it before it happened. I was talking about it while it happened. I was talking about it after it happened. And no one is really giving credit where credit is due. Tarpley, I love that picture of Gordon Brown. He just looks so lovable, doesn't he? Trust me. Much uglier human being than what's, I mean, he looks pleasant there. He looks like, you know, the British guy in a bad Walt Disney tale when you're a children. He looks like the guy that's going to give you like the candy and like start with a song about a rainbow. No, he's not happiness. He's not sunshine. He's a bad dude. He's all about the carbon taxing, all about this emissions credit system. And, we missed this article. This is, November 10th, 2008, by Simon Linnae, who is the executive vice chairman of Rothschild. And in it, he says, you know, we need a global cap and trade system throughout the world to control CO2 emission. And here it is again in the article. Apparently it doesn't exist only when it's in a positive light. Perhaps, where is it right there? Is that it right there? Where's the New World Order line? What am I new? I must be brand new because I read it the other day. Let's see. Key implication, global system of trading, emissions trading. I know it's got the New World Order line on it. Let me see if I can just read right through this. Currency of the world. This is all New World Order rhetoric. Let's see. Resourcefully. Here it is, yeah. So emissions trading could establish a new world order for a sustainable planet. Oh, there's the Time magazine, but this is out of the Telegraph. It's all over the place. One based on the sharing of Earth's ability to absorb harmful emissions. See, Mother Earth can absorb the harmful emissions as long as we pay carbon taxes. If we don't pay carbon taxes, she'll get very angry. I mean, what is up with this jackassery? You know what? If you still don't get it that it's about a global banking system, a carbon tax, I feel bad for you. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to John in Canada. John, what's up?
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Okay, so I'm gonna play the Christ advocate here, and I'm going to gently... I try to gently let you know that you are indeed a victim of the New World Order mind control. The evil forces of the global elite have you convinced that probable cause is not what you use to formulate a criminal allegation against the bad guy. You know, when you say the global elites are going to get us or the liberals, so, you know, it's interesting, actually, how many times you guys say liberal and socialist, and you continually tell us it's not a left-wing, right-wing thing, but you categorize billions of people to tell us what you believe they all think.
But hold on. Who did I call a liberal or what organization today? I think that the only time time that liberal was brought up today was when we had a caller talking about daily costs, and he put it in the terms that was a quote-unquote liberal blog, and then we talked a little bit about quote-unquote progressives, but I don't think I called anybody a liberal.
Yeah, well, it's just a little thing to remind, you know, it happens almost every day. But anyway, so the first thing, cause and effect. You know, when you say Bush is just a puppet, you forget to realize that he was responsible personally for closing 9/11 investigations, and Condoleezza Rice, according to MSNBC, was responsible for putting together the 9/11 invade Afghanistan strategy herself personally, somebody anonymously from
her
office.
Well, hold on. I would say that Condoleezza Rice and the overseer, what's his name? Why can't I think of it right now? The 9/11 Commission, glasses, white guy. He definitely had a lot to do with the policy before and after we went into Afghanistan. Both those people. Why can't I think of his name? But I would say that. I would say Bush, even though he might have signed an act ending any kind of investigations into 9/11, I still don't think that he has a lot
complicit.
To do with it.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I would say he's criminally complicit, but I'm going to keep you over to the other side, but I wouldn't say that he's the guy calling the shots. You know, it's definitely somebody behind him, you know, whether it be the Kissingers, his old man, or that, you know, cabal of individuals. We'll come back to your call after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We've got John and Canada on the line. TheInfoWarrior.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. We're on the line with John in Canada. And before we go back to you, John, I'd just like to say, you know, obviously I think Bush should be punished for his, you know, role in all of this, but his role is minimal. He's a puppet. He signs documents that they put in front of him. He reads speeches that they put in front of him. He's definitely not representative of the actual power structure. Go ahead.
If that's the nature of what freedom is, though, is justice. And for him to close investigations means you're not going to apprehend the actual evildoers. And the crime of obstruction, I mean, you can get life-term prison sentences for obstruction because he's directly assisting in the escape of the actual perpetrators. But later subject, banking, for example. The mind control on banking is that they don't cover the loan. That's as simple as it is. When you get a mortgage for 30 years, you pay for 15 years, you put $150,000 into the house, guess what? If you lose a job, you lose your job. Missed three payments, they take the house, they take the 150 grand. They never covered the loan to begin with. That's where the scam starts. So it begins at the Treasury Department. So that's what you guys got to understand. I mean, to resolve it is to acknowledge that it's a fraud the Federal Reserve ask the Treasury Department to mint the money, but the Treasury Department as a branch of the federal government isn't defending you. They're just doing whatever the Federal Reserve says, and they're not supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to be protecting your interests. But it's a fraud, so that to fix it is massive.
I would say it's a massive fix. Did you hear the story that I talked about today? Because this even gives further control to the Fed. The Fed is actually going to be buying up Treasury bonds for the first time since the 60s. And they're pumping another $1.5 trillion into the fake economy, basically giving it to the mortgage financers that you're talking about right now.
They're talking about
$850 billion, and then they're going to give them yet another trillion that will be on the backs of the taxpayers.
Right, it's madness, and it's understanding that there's nobody who could, like, if we could just agree on this one point, there's nobody on the face of the earth that could find disagreement with me or you. Nobody. It's only the tyranny of censorship, because all the machinations in the market are connected to this ability to create currency out of nothing, but it really devalues the entire currency. So when they create this money out of nothing, they're truly taking money out of your pocket, but people can't see it that way. And it's a fraud. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. So you have the derivatives, for example. Me and you will buy and sell derivatives, $10 billion a shot back and forth amongst ourselves. The paper's not really worth anything, but commissions will take the cash out of the pensions and out of people's life savings, because the investment banker and the commercial banker are one of the same now since they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. So it's fraud. It's been massive fraud since Clinton got rid of that. So, like I say, it's a very big problem. Now, if we want to go after the global elites, that's going to be that requires international, worldwide communication skills. Now, that's where the global elites are going to be having to play in saying that we all have equal rights under our awareness of being sentient individuals. These people are stealing from ourselves because we can't organize ourselves well enough to understand. They're manufacturing money out of nothing. Like, Bear Stearns is the perfect example to look at. They so-called went bankrupt. You walk into Bear Stearns, they couldn't give you a dollar because their safes are empty. But they went bankrupt with $77 trillion in derivatives. So they've taken all the cash out of all our banks and replaced them with these bogus pieces of paper. Now Congress is buying these papers back up, and that's one of the plans that the Washington Post put up. Maybe last week it was, where that's another part of Geithner's plan. He's going to spend like $1 trillion buying worthless pieces of paper because they say they want to add liquidity to the market.
Yeah, but
no.
John, but can't we say that that these guys are trying to set this up to fail, to bring in? I mean, the IMF is now talking about printing billions of dollars in a global super currency that you and I aren't going to see at first. We're not even going to know what it is. And they're going to hand it off to these large banks and corporations after they discuss it at the G20. And they're going to just slowly kill the dollar even further until we're forced into a new form of currency that consolidates their power. Kind of the plan.
Yeah, well, I see it. There's two sides to that. There's that, but there's also the side that all this, like Ron Paul said the other day. Well, no, never mind. I'm not going to bring that up. There's that side, and then there's also the side that they've taken all this cash as it is, and they're going to walk away scot-free with $10 trillion that we're apparently going to have to pay them back for. Endlessly.
Well, I feel like they're taking that liquid and they're going to invest it in other infrastructure, and they're going to wait until they have a new form of quote unquote liquid, which will be this global super currency before they really blow it out.
Okay, I got a better example. They got rid of the requirements for a tax to be on every buy and sell on the stock market. So hedge fund managers with computers, as documented on Frontline, with a special license, were able to score for themselves over $3 trillion for five individuals. It's huge amounts of money. And now they they've provided no product or service or good to anybody. All because they've had this connected to the marketplace on their computers, they were able to nickel and dime all these trades. But with the computer, they make trillions and trillions of dollars. These guys aren't in on the New World Order. Their laws have been taken away. You know, the taxes have, get rid of all those stupid laws, you know, but nobody understands. Deregulate. And these guys are the biggest thieves probably on the face of the planet. You know, they've taken $3 trillion, then there was another
thing. Well, I would say they're large thieves, but as far as the biggest on the planet.
$6 trillion in total. $6 trillion for five guys.
Listen, there's sharks in a shark tank. There's no doubt about it.
Right. The system's broken. Like you said, they got this, the implementation of global New World Order, whatever. We still have all these criminals that are walking away with all our money. We can go out. Never mind all those guys. The guys who stole the $6 trillion, they're just puppets, because the real agenda is this new bank system, international bank system. So you see what I mean? It gets you off the fact that they've taken all this money. And that's
But I'm not saying that we shouldn't go after those guys. Right. I just think people need to be aware of the larger picture, and I thank you for the call. I kept him for a while. You know, call back again. He's a good caller. He's a little excited. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm trying to take some blame for trying to do the best job that I can. Yeah, obviously, the guys that are stealing trillions of dollars, I want to see them go to jail. I want to see them be made examples of. But my big point is that when you have the vice chairman of Rothschild, literally the institution that prints the money. I mean, if you didn't know, it looks like the Rothschild family are the ones actually printing the money. They have the estate in London, which is their own sovereign nation in the middle of London. That's right. The Rothschild estate is an actual sovereign nation in the middle of London. Okay? So I think when you have that person, the vice chairman of Rothschild, saying that they need a carbon tax credit system in order to form a new world order, and he's talking about a one world currency, we at least have to make people familiar with that idea and why it's a bad thing. Because in the media, it's being represented as a positive thing. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Jonathan in Texas. Jonathan, what's poppin', my friend?
What's poppin', Jason? Hey, I just wanted to call about the red light cameras, especially for those of you here in Texas. I make phone calls to people who get caught at the red light cameras. And
tell people what the red light cameras are, just in case we got a little lamers out there.
Okay, well, if you're not familiar with it, you can look on Infowars.com. There's an article about it for Chicago. But basically, the red light cameras, what they do is they capture your license plate as you're coming through, as you're running the red light, and then they take the information, whoever the car is registered to, and then they, then they basically send it over to the company. There's a company that runs it. It's not run by the city whatsoever.
In fact, that private corporation makes the majority of the money. So when we think we're being fined for running a red light, it's actually a private corporation that's making a profit off of us running a red light, and just a small portion of that goes to the quote-unquote police department or state.
Do you know the name of the corporation, the company?
Are you the one that sent me the MySpace? I read it. I can't remember it.
No, I didn't send you one.
Someone actually sent me a MySpace about this very same thing. And basically what happened, what he was telling me was the corporation made a ton of money in the first time they negotiated the contract. And the county police made almost nothing, to the point where instead of, I think they made something like $35,000, and then the police made nothing, where they had to negotiate it instead of like a lump sum. They got a percentage of each ticket, and now both of them are making money. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Well, and since they're not making any money off of it, the police don't actually enforce it. The police don't come to your house. The company, and it's very rare from my experience of doing this a little bit of time, they don't actually, probably less than 40% of the people that run it, they don't actually send the letter with the picture of the vehicle running it. So then what happens is the tickets are $75 typically. Mm-hmm. And then what happens from there is once there's no contact made, they send it over to where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Then there's a late fee assessed. So then you're looking at $100. Mm-hmm. And another thing is that if you sell your vehicle, because I know there's a lot of people out here that do this just from looking on Craigslist, if you sell your vehicle to somebody, don't depend on them to go down to the Department of Motor Vehicles or submitting a letter saying that you sold it. Go to the DMV with them and make sure it's registered in your name, in their name. that they switch it over, because they can run up tolls, tickets, they can run everything up to you, and guess who's responsible for it?
You're still responsible. I thank you for the call, Jonathan. We're going to jump to our next caller. Let's go to George in Indiana. George, what's on your mind?
Hey, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were talking about Bush a little bit earlier and about what his involvement in 9/11. I've got 4 points with Bush that tend to point that he knew more than he knew a lot. Number one.
Well, hold on. Before you go there, I would just say this. I mean, I think that, Bush not involved in the planning. I think that during 9/11, obviously something was going on where, you know, his brother had already declared martial law in the state of Florida before he came in there.
Yep.
Number two, you have Andy Card coming in and telling him something. After the second plane is hit, number three, you have Bush going on television twice and saying that he saw the first plane impact live on television. And then number four, I would say that you have that call to Air Force One, which really got forgot about, but that other terrorist imminent threat to Air Force One and his conversations there.
Well, there's two you missed. Maybe number one, have you seen the announcement he did in front of the White House where he talked about that they placed bombs in the upper parts of the building?
Yeah, I think that was a slip-up. I know what you're talking about. He talks about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and this is before Khalid Sheikh Mohammed actually confessed. They said that in his interrogations, remember, this was before the big confession, he said that basically he had said that they wanted to hit the planes up high so the explosives would go off down below. And he did have a weird Freudian slip there as well. It's along the same lines as maybe Rumsfeld's Freudian slip when he says, you know, the missile that hit the Pentagon.
And there's somebody else that said the missile hit the Pentagon, too. That was a general.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
But the other one was, old Bush come out and talked about, let's not think about any
conspiracy theories.
Before there was a conspiracy theory.
And that was actually, well, there was, you know, Jones was out there day one talking about it. I remember
in mainstream.
It was nowhere, and that was before the UN, and he's basically trying to rally people.
Man, these guys are so guilty. Tell me why why can't we take over what we really realize here? I mean, everybody knows it's 2 + 2. Why do we have to sit back and wait until, you know, Armageddon?
Well, I'm not waiting till Armageddon. I'm going to do everything to fight, quote-unquote, Armageddon. I don't know if we're ever actually going to realize Armageddon, whether or not that's a metaphorical statement. I mean, obviously, we've had, tyrannical dictators in, history
before.
Well,
it's financial Armageddon right now.
Well, sure, but I mean, all right. Armageddon is the end of everything, everywhere, ever. Or in the Bible, it's the end.
Is that what financial Armageddon is right now?
Well, I don't think in their minds it's not financial Armageddon. It's financial Armageddon for you, me, the middle class, the upper middle class. But the people at the cream top, the people that are going to be getting this global currency printed by the IMF, this is just the beginning of their new world order. This is really it for them. This is a power grab for them. This is a chance for their last big, steal. Like, I'm talking to John in Canada, and I'm telling them, this is their last big looting. They're taking all the liquid funds from people, just getting it passed. They know it's going to collapse anyway, and they're going to wait until they have their new global currency, and they've really expedited all that liquid, worthless dollars before they become worthless, and they're going to buy up infrastructure. You mark my words, man. You watch what they do. I thank you for the call, George. Really good caller. Let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Jason, your caller, a couple callers ago named John, I believe, was talking about the economy, and he was gone into some details, and doing a pretty good job, from my view, of, describing the convolutions and the machinations they're going through in order to, I think it's really important to look at their main objective here and to look at the more immediate repercussions of it as far as our personal liberties go. Because it's like when Amschel Rothschild, I believe it was, said, the original Rothschild who founded the banking empire.
Yeah, that's highlighted big time in The Money Masters.
He probably, I'll put that in the film, where he said if he could control a nation's currency, he can control, he cares not who makes the nation's policies. What goes unsaid is he will make the policies because he controls the currency.
Exactly.
Yeah, if he didn't have control over the policies, of course, then, nothing would work for him. They would lose control of the economy and the currency. So you could say since 1913 that they have been gaining through policy the accomplishment of their agenda, and we're up to a point now where they're bringing the economy back into it again as they did in 1913, and they particular to this country, to consolidate the economy into their control and then to their asset base for the most part. And now you have it where they're going to go for everything. And when they go for everything, translated into what repercussions it has on our personal liberties and rights and freedoms is tremendous. I think sometimes because of all the details of it and the way they do it on the sly, and they're slithering along the bank vaults and gobbling up the money behind the scenes, and you hear, what you do hear is just to confuse you, and you really don't get full definition of terminologies like derivatives and types and categories of derivatives and who actually holds the derivatives and actually who owns the money that the U.S. taxpayers are having to pay for that's being borrowed by the so-called U.S. government. These things get obfuscated, and we lose track of the fact that in the overall picture, their overall objective is, their main objective, is to actually destroy the people in the end, and on the way to it, destroy any chance of happiness or anything that makes life worth living, right down to, you know, of course, you know, just as a prime example, Jason, just, you know, your right to be able to deny poison being injected into yourself and your children.
Yeah, whether it be through vaccinations or the food, man. Yeah. I mean, it is pretty crazy, and I would say this, you know, they do make that banking language rather involved and intimidating just to make sure that people don't look into it, that they can't understand it, that they are intimidated to go check it out. They don't want a populace that is intelligent. They don't want a populace that is involved. I thank you for the call, man. We're going to come back with the final segment of the Info Warrior after this. Is anybody out there? They're trying to pass a carbon tax while they steal trillions from the economy in order to print a global currency for themselves. We'll be back. It's the Info Warrior.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans,
carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
We are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. Well, we're almost through 3 weeks here over at theinfowarrior.com. And I want to thank Amy Allen so much for coming on. She gave us almost a full hour, something like 40 plus minutes. The new album is A Little Happiness. It's in stores everywhere on June 9th. You can check her at myspace.com/AmyAllen, AimeeAllen. She gave a killer interview, too. She really opened up, talked about some crazy stuff. Things that I hope never happen to me. And if you go down to one of the shows tomorrow, she got two shows. One at 1 p.m. at the Paradise Lounge at 401 East 6th Street or at 4:30 at the Thirsty Nickel. The Thirsty Nickel actually sounds fun. Maybe I'll go get drunk tomorrow, huh? I'll come in really wasted after a Thirsty Nickel Amy Allen performance. I got a thumbs up from one of the guys. Is that a promise? You're coming. All right, we're going. We're going to be Thirsty Nickeling tomorrow. And if you... You go there, you mention that you heard it here on the show. I guess they're going to get you a free drink, so you can't beat that with a stick, huh? All right, last couple of minutes here. Let's just go over for some of the news here. Remember, now they're tracking human beings. It's right here. GPS tracking tags attached to people with dementia. And remember, it's always for a subgroup. It's always for someone it sounds good. It's just like, well, we're putting chips in people so that if they ever fall down, and they can't tell us what their medical information is, we'll just scan them and we'll save them. We'll know what they're allergic to. Now, if you have dementia, and you walk off, hey, look at this. We're just going to attach a GPS, and you're on a little global service. We'll get you right back there. We've got Chris in Indiana on the line. He wants to talk about his MySpace page for the Obama deception. That's a good segue into this. The Obama deception, it's gone viral, and the DVD is here. You can order it right now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And I would guess, Chris, that this MySpace page also may have a link to the high-quality Change the Channel version of the Obama deception?
Yeah, it does. I got that right at the top of the page. Oh. And then down below it, I found a pretty good 11-part version of it that I had down there. And then as soon as I found out about the Change the Channel, I threw that up on there, too. But I've had about 300 views on it, but I can't get anywhere, any search engine to pull it up. It's myspace.com/... The Great Obama Deception.
All right, man. I thank you for the call. So there's another free place to get it, another great place to send it out to your friends. You know, the Obama Deception has gone viral. It's been covered by AOL. Politico wrote a huge piece on the Bilderberg Group. At last check, the Change the Channel version had over, and this must have been at about 5:30 today, had about 170,000 views. Okay, that's one version. There's other versions out there with hundreds of thousands of views as well. Look at this. I mean, the Obama deception continues, folks. Here it is. Obama seeks greater reign on financial institutions. He is on fast-track legislation for the so-called resolution authority. This is a new authority that would be part of a broader regulatory reform agenda that his administration is preparing to send to Congress after he goes to the G20. But he doesn't go to the G20 until he kisses the Queen's feet. So it's Queen's feet, grovel. What do you want me to do? G20, here's what we're doing. Okay, here's the proposal. Give it to Congress. Oh, global banking system? Oh, carbon credit? Ooh. But it's not about a carbon credit, Jason. I don't know where you would get this from. Just insanity. You know, I didn't cover this all day. I talked a little bit about how Z-Day, which is the Zeitgeist Day, was on the 15th, or I think it was on the 15th. It was on Sunday the 15th. Anyway, the New York Times covered it. And when they covered it, they worshipped him, and they worshipped the Zeitgeist movement, And then the only negative thing they had to say was that the first Zeitgeist said 9/11 was an inside job. And then it had a quote supposedly from Peter Joseph said, well, I'm moving away from that. You see, it's okay if you move away from the 9/11 truth movement, because that's what hurts them the most. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night, 9 to midnight Central Time. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, MySpace.com/AmyAllen.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.